Indeed, we are very grateful to Shere Khan. Shall I tell him of your gratitude? Said Tabaki. Out, snapped Father Wolf. Out and hunt with thy master. Thou hast done harm enough for one night. I go, said Tabaki, quietly. You can hear Shere Khan below in the thickets. I might have saved myself the message. Father Wolf listened, and below, in the valley that ran down to a little river, he heard the dry, angry, snarly sing-song whine of a tiger who has caught nothing and does not care if all the jungle knows it. The fool, said Father Wolf, to begin a night's work with that noise. Does he think that our buck are like his fat Wainginga bullocks? Hush! It is neither bullock nor buck he hunts tonight, said Mother Wolf. It is man. The whine had changed to a sort of humming purr that seemed to come from every quarter of the compass. It was the noise that bewilders woodcutters and gypsies sleeping in the open, and makes them run sometimes into the very mouth of the tiger. Man, said Father Wolf,